Hi, I'd like to thank you for your interest in our poster, Efficacy and Safety of Semaglutide 2.4 by Race and Ethnicity. I am Dr. Domenica Rubino, Director of the Washington Center for Weight Management and Research in Arlington, Virginia, and I am pleased to present this poster on behalf of my fellow authors. Globally, obesity is a chronic disease with few options for pharmacologic management. Obesity is more prevalent in some racial and ethnic minority groups, which may be disproportionately affected by the negative physical, social, and financial effects of obesity. Semaglutide is a GLP-1 receptor agonist approved for weight management in the U.S. based on research in the semaglutide treatment effect in people with obesity or STEP clinical trials. The STEP trials were blinded, randomized, placebo-controlled phase III clinical trials evaluating the safety and efficacy of once-weekly subcutaneous semaglutide 2.4 milligrams in adults aged 18 years or older. This poster presentation shows data from a post-hoc analysis of three STEP trials examining the impact of race and ethnicity for both the tolerability and the effect of semaglutide 2.4 milligram treatment for weight loss. We pooled data from STEPs 1 and 3, given the similarity in study objectives, design, and population, and to analyze data from STEP 2, which included people with obesity and type 2 diabetes. We did these separately. Analyses of percent weight change from baseline to week 68 were conducted separately by ethnicity, Hispanic or Latino, not Hispanic or Latino, or not applicable, unknown, and race, Asian, Black, White, or other, which included not applicable responses. The primary outcome was the estimated treatment difference for percent weight change with semaglutide 2.4 versus placebo. Secondary outcomes included examination of categorical weight loss or the odds ratio of achieving 5, 10, or 15% body weight loss versus placebo by week 68, and the occurrence of adverse events, which were analyzed separately and descriptively. Table 1 shows participant demographics and baseline characteristics by race. Participants in Step 1 and 3 had an average BMI of 37.9 and a mean age of 46, whereas in Step 2, the participants had an average BMI of 35.9 and a mean age of 55. In both populations, the majority of participants reported their race as white and ethnicity as not Hispanic or Latino. Figure 1 displays the estimated treatment difference favoring semaglutide versus placebo for percent body weight loss by race and ethnicity. The treatment effect ranged from 9.3% to 12.5% baseline body weight loss across all subgroups in Step 1 and 3, and from 4.5% to 7.3% in Step 2. There were no statistically significant interactions between the treatment efficacy and race or ethnicity in the pooled Step 1 and 3 or Step 2 populations. Figure 2 shows the odds ratio of at least a 5, 10, or 15% body weight loss for participants assigned to semaglutide versus placebo. Across all subgroups, participants with semaglutide 2.4 milligrams had greater odds of achieving at least 5, 10, or 15% weight loss by week 68 as compared to placebo in both Step 1 and 3 and Step 2 populations. Finally, Table 2 shows that the safety profile of semaglutide 2.4 was generally consistent across all subgroups in both populations. In conclusion, there were no statistically significant differences in the treatment effect on body weight by race or ethnicity in either the pooled 1 and 3 of STEP trials or Step 2 populations. The safety profile was similar for all races and ethnicities, and there were no safety signals for any particular subpopulation. The treatment effect of semaglutide 2.4 on body weight was statistically significant and clinically relevant across all subgroups in both populations. Participants treated with semaglutide 2.4 milligrams had greater odds of achieving at least 5, 10, or 15% body weight loss versus placebo across all subgroups in Step 1 and 3 and Step 2 populations, and treatment was well tolerated. Thank you.